The son of the musician Daniele Reni, Guido trained initially in the workshop of the Flemish artist Dennis Calvert before joining the Accademia degli Incamminati, where he absorbed the Carracci reform based on drawing and the study of the human figure and nature from life. On joining the workshop of Ludovico Carracci between the end of the 1590s and the beginning of the new century, he took part in work on the Oratory of San Colombano, recorded by the sources as a glorious competition between the young artists of the Carracci circle, like Francesco Albani, and Domenico Zampieri, known as Domenichino. His personal breakthrough came in 1598, when he beat his own master in obtaining the commission to create the temporary decorations on the façade of the Palazzo Pubblico on the occasion of the entry of Pope Clement VIII in Bologna. Between 1601 and 1614, he spent long periods in Rome. His first major commission came from Cardinal Paolo Emilio Sfondrati, who assigned to him the creation of a cycle of paintings for the church of Santa Cecilia in Trastevere. Later, Guido Reni encountered Caravaggio's naturalism, depicting drama contained within a rigorous formal construction. In those years, his language was already tending to move towards a bright, measured classicism, which would become the painter's hallmark. His growing success soon saw him working for the highest levels of Roman society. On returning permanently to Bologna, he created a number of works that would be highly regarded models for 17th century painting. In the 1630s, his painting took on an increasingly clear nature, with rarefied, luminous figures. His later canvases, on the other hand, display a rapid and simplified approach. This acceleration may also have been linked to his economic requirements. A heavy gambler, the painter tended to accept numerous commissions to pay off debts. With his synthesis of naturalism and the classical ideal, the divine Guido Reni was a point of reference in European art, able to combine grace and monumentality in a unique, universal language.